Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Thanks, Joyce, for playing that for us. So let's move on now to Audrey. So let me just share a few quick words about Audrey. So Audrey, her presentation is all about learning simple and effective tools to consciously and consistently connect to source through the body. Audrey is from Canada, living in Vancouver. Victoria, British Columbia. And what would life be like if you could immediately access source, that calming, stabilizing, and creative energy while at work, at play, while problem solving, or talking to a friend, or even while in a heated discussion? This 1 hour session with Audrey is going to focus on 7 tools derived from the Traeger approach, which I'm excited to learn about because this is my first time learning about it. And working in concert, these tools will help you arrive in the present moment, the only state of body mind that connects you to source. So I'm just going to pass it over to you now, Audrey.
Well, thank you very much and welcome everybody. And thank you very much for deciding to share this time with me. In this 1 hour, in order to be most effective, I would like you to give yourself permission to be a beginner, because I think it's very important that we open ourselves up to new experiences. Hi, Liz. I have my partner, Paul Latour, here, who is my in-house techie guy. So you might see him every now and again, and that'll be quite all right. Okay, so what I would like to do is share some very practical but profoundly simple tools that I've learned from the Traeger approach to anchor presence in your body mind. And what is Traeger? Traeger uses touch and movement, a very gentle movement, very playful movement in a meditative state of presence to invite the body mind to explore different feelings of lightness, of softness, of spaciousness, and freedom from restricting holding patterns. It is a neuromuscular re-education for your body mind. When you have a Traeger session, you can come out feeling relaxed but enlivened, and it's often very transformational. The part we're going to be doing today is the self-care portion of Traeger, and it is the inner exploration that we do with ourselves to find our own movement. So the self-care portion is very important because it allows you to get to know who you are inside and what's happening within your body mind. Okay, now I know presence and mindfulness has become a very popular topic. And so most of you know that when you are in presence, it impacts everything that you do. You are more efficient, you are clearer, you are more stable. More stable is a really good one, especially if you have balance issues. I think that that's really important. And What we're going to do today is explore all those different movements that we have in order to come into presence as a feeling experience in your body, mind. Presence connects you to your energetic source, and that's what gives you all these wonderful characteristics that I was talking about, the clarity and stability and all. It is an energetic connection because we are all made of the life force. The life force is all around us and it is in us. Dr. Traeger used to say that all the time. You can't go and eat the veneer away from your body and not confront the life force, because we are that. It is an energetic, physical thing. Okay, so we've talked a lot about presence, and what I'd like you to know is that if you have any questions, that you have a Q&A button on your computer that you can type out a question if you want. Paul will monitor the questions and ask me about them at some point throughout the little talk that I'm giving. So, I find that these tools that I'm going to show you and practice with you are really great for coping right now in such a difficult time. We are all going through a lot of anxiety and depression and overwhelm and uncertainty about what's happening. And throughout my life, I have found that these particular tools are very, very helpful so that we can all cope with what's happening today. I know that in a very difficult time in my life, I used them and they saved me. They really saved me. So we could sit here and talk about presence all day, but what I'd like to do is give you the experience of what I'm talking about. So we're going to start with tool number one. And the first tool, if you're standing, you can continue to stand. If you're sitting, you can continue to sit. It doesn't matter. Okay, so the very first tool is pausing. Putting the brakes on our doing and our thinking. And this is probably the hardest tool that you will encounter, because it is a very difficult thing to pause when you're in the middle of a heated discussion, or when you're on a deadline and you have to finish whatever it is that you're doing. These are the most important times to actually allow yourself a very small pause. So we're really lucky, because within our body is an automatic pause button that we have. And I'd like us to explore that right now. So you can close your eyes and just breathe. So just breathe in and out. And in and out. And now I want you to notice the pause in between your in-breath and your out-breath. Your in-breath and your out-breath. Your out-breath and your in-breath. Stillness lives there. It brings you back to your center. And you can open your eyes. And still, with eyes open, you can notice the pause between your in-breath and your out-breath. And what do you do after you pause? We usually take a breath. So our second tool is a special kind of breathing I call umbrella breathing. So with umbrella breathing, when we inhale, we're going to use our imagination and imagine an umbrella opening in a 360-degree circle. So we'll breathe in and open our umbrella. And we'll breathe out and we'll close our umbrella. Now, the interesting thing is that your body and mind are intimately connected. So if you're thinking of opening an umbrella, your body will automatically follow. And when you're breathing in a 360 degree circle, your umbrella is open. And when you're exhaling, the umbrella is closing. So what I'd like to do is stand if you can. And if you cannot stand, that's fine. You can do this sitting down. So allow your feet to be shoulder width apart. So. So I want you to put your hands three-dimensionally on your body. So you can put one hand on your chest, another hand on your back. If you can't reach up that high, you can put it down here. Just trying to get a three-dimensional picture of our body. So breathe in, and in your mind, open that umbrella. Pause and close the umbrella. Pause. And open the umbrella. And close the umbrella. And again. Open the umbrella. And close the umbrella. Maybe try your hands on the sides. So breathe in, open that umbrella, and close the umbrella. Open and close. And you can find other areas in your body. Maybe it's this side of your shoulder, you can say, yeah, how open, open and close. So picturing an umbrella opening in a 360 degree circle will allow your body to follow that. Maybe the other side. I just got my hand here. Maybe on your belly, on your low back. And notice the pauses in between your breath. And now pause. You can have a seat again. What we're going to do is we're going to show you a 2-minute video of breathing into your umbrella. Make sure they can hear it. So make sure you've got your sound on so that you can hear it. And if you can't, let me know. Can you all see that? Done? Yeah. Ah, okay, we're done. Hello, back again. Okay, so now I'd like for us to do that exercise again once we've seen the video. So you can stand or sit, whichever works best for you.
Let them know if they couldn't hear it, to let me know.
Okay, and if you didn't hear it, please let us know.
In the chat.
In the chat. Okay. So let's breathe into that umbrella again. Just remembering what that looked like to have that umbrella open and close.
There we go. Sorry, the tech guy didn't stop sharing the screen.
Oh.
Start again.
Start what?
No.
After.
They were still seeing the video. They couldn't see. They couldn't see you.
Okay, that's right. Okay, we're going to do that again. The tech person didn't stop sharing the video, so we'll do some more umbrella breathing after we've seen that nice little video. So allow yourself to just remember what that looked like when that umbrella opened in a 360-degree circle. And notice the pauses in between the breath. Lovely, and have a pause. Now the third tool that we're going to play with today is called a skyhook. Skyhook helps hold you tall, so it adds length and space between your ribs and your belly. So where your two ears meet at the top of your head, I want you to pull up a little bit of hair. Or if you don't have any hair, tickle that spot or in some way get you to feel that. So when we have our sky hook in place, we are aligned and we are open. So I know that if you're feeling depressed or low some days, what we usually do is scrunch our shoulders and bow our heads a little bit so that we're very collapsed in our upper chest. So adding a sky hook opens us up because it helps to pull ourselves into alignment, and it opens everything here so that when you are operating with your sky hook, it's very hard to feel low. You could try that sometime. Just scrunch your shoulders and walk around. Maybe we could do that a little bit here if you've got a little bit of space. And just think a happy thought. Oh, isn't this a wonderful day? Oh, I just got a raise. It's very hard for your body to take that in when you're in this scrunched position. So with the sky hook and you're aligned and you're open, it's quite hard to have a negative thought. Oh, my day's so miserable. Oh, it's raining and windy. I just got fired. Oh, well. So when you're open, it's very hard to think a negative thought. So just by putting in your sky hook, it can help change your whole mood. The one thing to watch is that we don't stick our chin out when we're finding our skyhook. Sticking your chin out 1 inch puts an amazing amount of more pressure on your upper back. So keeping your chin in alignment with your spine is very important. So you can just, when you're in alignment, I want you to just look around the room. Just notice where your eyes track. So we've done three tools so far. We've paused, we've breathed into our umbrella, and we have our skyhook in. So the fourth tool is one of the most important ones as well, and it is feeling weight. Now, you cannot experience gravity anywhere except in the present moment. So if you've got something handy that you can pick up and hold in your hand, doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter how much it weighs, as long as you can pick it up in your hand. And if you don't have anything, that's okay. You can just use the air. So I want you to just close your eyes and feel how this weight is in your hand. What does weight feel like? How much does this weigh? And now switch to the other hand and notice the absence of the weight that was in your hand. And the weight is now on the other side. Notice what that does to your shoulder or your hips, your low back, your legs, holding that weight. And now switch to the other side again and notice the absence of weight on the one side. Good. Now you can put your object down. And we're going to bring that feeling of weight into the body. So the very first thing I would like you to do is to stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Now pause, breathe into your umbrella, put in your skyhook, and grow a tail. So using your imagination, I want you to have a tail. It doesn't matter what kind of tail it is, as long as it trails on the ground. So dinosaur tail, kangaroo tail, whatever tail that you choose, just as long as it trails on the ground. And now I would like you to sit on that tail. So that's just a quarter of an inch tilt of your pelvis, just very, very gently tilting your pelvis back. It's that motion that you get when you're just about to sit on a chair, just that tiny little tilt. And now you're sitting on three points. You've got your 2 feet and a tail. And a triangle is one of the most stable structures around. So because of your tail and that stable structure, your whole body mind will feel a lot more stable and secure. And if you don't feel quite stable yet, you can imagine you have golden roots growing down through the bottoms of your feet. And it doesn't matter if you're in a high-rise apartment on the 10th floor or have your feet in the sand, the imagination can allow you to have those roots, and those roots are connected to the earth. Feeling weight is something that is very, very helpful no matter where you are, because you can always feel weight. You can feel the weight of your body, your limbs. You can feel the weight of an object that you're holding, your can of beans that you're putting up on the shelf. the dishes that you're picking up out of your sink to wash, the book that you're holding, it's easy to feel that weight. So what we're going to do now is we're going to shift our weight from side to side. So if you can stand, that's great. If you can't, you can do this sitting down. So first I want you to notice the bottoms of your feet. And notice how the weight shifts on every little bone in your feet, from one side to the other. I'm just noticing. Your ankles, notice the weight shifting from one side to the other. You can have your eyes open or closed, whichever works best for you. Now your hips, feeling the weight shift from one side to the other. In your rib cage, and now your shoulders and arms, and what's important here is that you don't collapse. So we're not collapsing our rib cage and our neck. We're keeping our sky hook, we're keeping that aligned integrity. Feeling the weight of our shoulders, our elbows, our arms, our hands. Our face, our cheeks, I've got big ones so easy to feel their weight. Ears, one ear and then the other. Feel the weight. Half your brain, one side and then the other. And come to center and pause. And breathe. Open that umbrella. Sit on your tail. And now let's go front and back. So just feeling the weight of your toes and feeling the weight of your heels. Now, this is not a contest to see how far you can go, because we don't want to knock ourselves off balance. What we're doing is just experiencing that very subtle shift from front to back. So it's noticing a subtler weight. Your shins and your calves. Your knees, in front of your knees, and the back of your knees. Your belly and your low back. collarbone and shoulder blades. Just feel the weight shift. And if you notice something that doesn't feel very pleasant, just say hi there. Your face in the back of your skull. Then come to center and pause. Breathe into your umbrella. Sit on your tail. Okay, we're going to show another little video. And this is one where you can feel the weight no matter what you're doing or where you are. You can be working. This video is about me in the garden. So you can just feel that weight no matter where you are or what you're doing. What we did about shifting weight, you can do that in a lineup. And I know today, because of the pandemic, there are lots of lineups everywhere. So it's a really good time to shift your weight and anchor that feeling of presence. Nobody notices, and if they do, some people just start shifting along with you. Okay, so I'm going to start the video. In 2 minutes?
Yep.
Got it? Okay, lovely, great. So, taking these 5 tools so far with us wherever we go will give you that feeling of presence. So I want you to really feel that, feeling your tail, your sky hook, breathing into your umbrella, and noticing the pauses in between your breath. That feeling. Now, this is a time if there are any questions, you'd have to unmute yourself if you're in the main view room. Or you can type them out on the chat. No questions?
No, other than about video stuff. And then there was one question about trigger sessions, but not about Mentastics at this moment.
What was the question about?
The question was, out of all the modalities I've tried, Traeger has gotten rid of chronic pain, fibromyalgia. When she was off the table, her body had no ounce of pain. And paraphrasing, she'd love to understand more about how physically Traeger worked.
Traeger works by repatterning your nervous system to open different avenues that it has chronically closed down. So our body mind are connected to our unconscious mind. So your mind is always speaking to your unconscious. Your unconscious is always speaking to your conscious mind. And so when something happens, like say we break our wrist and you have it in a cast for a long period of time and you're holding it in one position. So when you get the cast off, after your hand is healed, that pattern is still holding on until you remind your unconscious mind that it doesn't have to do that anymore. So basically that's what Traeger does, is just to remind your body that there is a different pathway that it can follow, that it can be lighter, that it can be more spacious, that it can be more open, that it could be softer. So your unconscious mind says, oh yeah, I remember that. And it will choose a lighter, freer, more beautiful way to be, of course, rather than say, oh yeah, I think I'll stick with this pain because, you know, I'm used to it. So what Traeger does is just reintroduce a new pathway. It doesn't mean that the old pathways are erased. Nothing can be erased from your unconscious mind. But what you can do is you can turn and decide to take a different pathway. And that's what Traeger does. So it's very helpful even for people with neurological problems, because it opens up a different avenue for them to be. So hopefully.
So there's another question from Tuyit. She says, I'm noticing my jaw, tongue and face tightened up when I shifted weight. It feels like it would help to loosen up eyes, cheeks, jaw along with the shifting.
Absolutely, yeah. And a really lovely way to loosen up your jaw is just to have a really big yawn, so you can just, and just open yourself up and yawn. Yes, and that just loosens everything up in your jaw. So that's one way. So it's allowing the weight to fall into your tail and your feet for grounding. Your sky hook to hold you up and give you length. And not allowing your jaw and your neck to be the ones that are holding you up. Does that help?
Yep, yawning is great.
Yeah, yawning is really good. You can yawn for about 10 minutes at a time and it's going to make your eyes stream and your nose stream. It's going to really clean you out, but it's really a lovely, lovely thing to do. So it's just very simple. Just yawn. Oh. And it's very contagious as well. Is there any more questions?
There's a couple, but maybe we'll get them to the end.
Okay. All right, so our next tool that we are going to play with is questioning. Now, questioning is used when you're in a situation and you decide that you would like to have a different experience. So there's certain kinds of questions that are more fruitful than others, and they are open-ended questions that are, what would it be like if? What does it feel like if? How could it be different? So we're not asking, am I going to get rich tomorrow, or is my boyfriend going to leave me, or those kind of questions. We're asking those open-ended questions that allow an answer to come in whichever way that it does. So what I'd like us to do is stand again to shift our weight and keeping our jaw nice and soft. Soft and free. And so let's just again start shifting our weight and just notice the bottoms of your feet and work your way up into your ankles and your knees. And if there's any place in your body as you're shifting weight that you would like to feel differently, I want you to ask, how could it be if that right knee wasn't so sore? Or what would it feel like if my right knee was soft and free and light, or my shoulder? So you're just being curious, you're just being inquisitive. It's not the kind of question that you're going to scare yourself, because the unconscious mind will go into fight or flight if you tell it what to do. So rather than telling yourself to relax or open up or whatever, it's always best to ask, well, what would it feel like if my chest was wide open? What would it feel like if I felt more grounded? So take that time within yourself to find that spot in your body. And the reason we're shifting weight while we're doing this is it's good to have your body move, so it can move in whatever direction you want. Just to feel, what does that feel like if that shoulder were free? Feeling the weight as you lift your arm. Feeling the weight as your jaw hanging down. It doesn't matter if your mouth's wide open. Allow that softness to come into your body. How could it be if I felt lighter? What does lighter feel like? I don't know. What does softer feel like? So these questions are something that can happen anytime. And I use them along with the presence of my body through pausing, breathing into my umbrella, skyhook and feeling weight, and asking a question. Put it all together in concert. And you have presence, this feeling. How could it be? I know I use these as a coping mechanism. It's so important today to be present, to keep us grounded and in our power, rather than going off into overwhelm or depression or anxiety over what's happening in the world today. So we ask a question of our unconscious mind, and our unconscious mind gives us an answer. It often comes as a feeling experience, but it can come in different ways too. And so the next step in our finding presence is trusting that when you ask the question, that it's going to be answered and it's going to be tailor-made for you and it's going to be right for you. So who are we asking? We're asking our infinite creative intelligence that comes from our source. And that's why presence is so important, because in order to access consciously our source, we have to be present, because that's where it lives. If you're not present, you can't consciously access. So we'll allow ourselves to be present, and that connects us to our source. It's like we're a battery, and that's our energy source, because we are energetic beings. So we're allowing that intelligence to come and show us the answer to our question. So if I'm asking what could be softer here, I'll probably get a feeling experience of what soft feels like. So trusting, and a lot of people have a hard time trusting, but trusting is really important. And we know we do trust. We trust that the sun's going to wake up in the morning and be in the east, and the sun's going to set in the evening in the west. That's something that we trust. So there is that one thing at least in our life that we can trust. So we can trust that when we ask a question, it will be answered to us in some way. It might be a line you read in a book. It might be what somebody says. It might be something that you see, or it might be a feeling experience within you. But staying open, staying innocent with that inquisitive, curious mind is what brings the answer into your conscious mind. So trusting is our tool number 6. And our last tool is finding your own rhythm. Now, finding your own rhythm means that everything you do, the pace that you do things in, the pace that you think or figure things out, is unique to you. Your rhythm is partly due to your size, your holding patterns within, and just your general movement. So what I'd like us to do is just stand up and take a little walk around and just notice the speed at which you walk, or the speed that you move your arm. If you haven't got any space to walk around, then just, what is your rhythm? What is your pace? When we find the rhythm that works best for us, I call it our sweet spot. It's where you are most effective, where you are most powerful in your life. And I know that sometimes we can't always work within our rhythm because we're working in a group or in a setting where you have to hurry and do this or do that. But on the whole, when you can become familiar with what works for you, what your rhythm is, you will find that you will be most effective in everything that you do. So just finding, like, what is your rhythm? Some people are fast. Some people are really slow. And we don't judge just because you can't come to my speed or I can't come to your speed. It's not about judging how somebody else is doing something, because they have their own rhythm. Okay, so I've got 5 more minutes, and do we have
a few questions?
Okay.
Caroline asks, can these movements be used to help with panic attacks, especially if the attack is causing high heart rate and rapid breathing?
Yes, definitely. It can help very, very much. So you have to breathe anyway. Even if you're in a panic attack, you're breathing, but just allowing your mind to think of opening an umbrella might help slow that breathing down. By holding some weight in your hand until you can actually feel it, feel the texture, feel the weight of it, that will help to bring you down from a panic attack as well.
Madeline from Los Angeles asks, this seems like a very gentle approach, but are there any considerations to be aware of in regards to making this in a trauma-informed practice? Trauma, we're dealing with somebody, I would imagine, who has gone through trauma in their life. And so how does this apply to somebody who has had trauma?
Actually, this is really wonderful. And I do know somebody who is working with trauma patients. And number one, you can keep your clothes on when you're having a Traeger session. You don't have to take your clothes off. The touch is very respectful and very safe and very gentle. Nobody will do anything that you do not want done. And I don't know. Does anybody else have any thoughts on that, Chris?
I'm going to unmute myself. The rocking is calming the nervous system. The way we rock a baby calms the nervous system. Right. So for trauma, that's going to bring people, excuse my voice, but that's going to bring people into a calmer place.
Right. Yes. So when we're giving an actual Traeger session, we're finding your rhythm through rocking. When we're shifting weight, we're rocking ourselves. So that helps to calm the nervous system as well.
And Marilyn from Victoria makes a suggestion regarding yoga practice in terms of doing the five steps every morning as part of your practice. Can you talk about using this practice or these steps consistently in terms of a morning practice?
Yes, I would. What I suggest to people is do this 1,000 times a day, not just as a morning practice. It is something that is ongoing. The more consistently you can bring yourself into the present moment, the more your body mind is going to find the habit of that, so that if you forget it, your unconscious mind will remind you, oh, I haven't breathed yet into my umbrella. So it doesn't matter which one that you choose, they'll all bring you into this lovely little package. So you can say, oh, I'm feeling that. Oh, let me feel the weight of something. And that'll say, oh yeah, I can breathe into my umbrella. I can have a pause, you know, different things like that. So thinking of one will bring them all together. So it's the in concert that's going to help and be very, very effective that way.
It's time to hand it back.
And I think it's time to hand it back to Marta. So I want to thank you all very, very much. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, on behalf of the Embodiment Conference, Audrey, we wanted to thank you for being here today with us and sharing your wisdom about this approach. So thank you very much. It was very calming for me.
Oh, thank you.
So I have a few announcements before we wrap up our session. The first one is that this is the Martial Arts and Healing Arts channel. And our next speaker will be Maggie Sisson with Somatics, an Introduction for Every Body. We also have a few links that Joyce, our lovely tech, we will add to the chat box. It looks like she's already done. One of them being the Facebook group. There's some Facebook groups that you can join to engage more with some of the participants as well as the speakers. We also have a coffee break where, again, you can engage with some of the speakers if you'd like to. And as you're likely aware, there are about 1,000 speakers at the Embodiment Conference 2020. So that's a lot of people. And it's unlikely you're going to be able to see everyone. And if you would like to purchase a portion of the conference or even the entire conference, then that is available. And we have put a link below to do an upgrade if you are interested. The most important aspect for this is to get embodiment out to as many people as possible free, regardless of your socioeconomic background. So please do support the conference if you're able to do so. And I'd like to leave the last word with you, Audrey. And in particular, I'd love to know, what is your top embodiment tip?
Oh, this is very interesting. I can remember having a television interview and somebody asked me, if I wanted to say something to the world, to give them one thing, what would it be? And I said, and this is just a very terrible thing to do over television, but I said, I would ask them to pause. Mm-hmm. Learn to pause. Everything else can fall from that. And I think on my site, there is a link to my ebook, Pathway to Presence.
Wonderful. Thank you, Audrey. And so if anyone's interested in any of the links, those will be dropped into the chat box so that you can go check out more of Audrey's work. Thank you so much, Audrey. And we are going to close the session for today.
Thank you, Marta. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.